Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A recent article in NOLA.com talked about New Orleans homeowners being the number three most cost burdened in the country. And in that article, they referenced a previous study that was done by our guest, Ken Johnson, who is the endowed chair of real estate and professor of finance at the University of Mississippi, otherwise known as Ole Miss, talking about the New Orleans real estate market being the last of 100 U.S. cities that were studied. And he joins us now. Ken, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Neil.
So, Ken, obviously they revisited your study, and it seems like a lot of different indicators are aligning that don't really bode well for the city at New Orleans. Tell us about it.
Sure. So we looked at, if we took inflation out of home prices, what does that mean for the 100 largest cities in the U.S. by population? That was it. And that's the whole metro area as defined by the Office of Management and Budget. New Orleans was one of 10 cities out of the 100 that actually saw an average decline in value after adjusting for inflation. And then when you looked at that average decline and asked, where are prices today? Current prices were even below that average decline. So it's a downward trend, which it should be upward trending in order to create value. But once adjusting for inflation, people are losing value or wealth as the property value goes down. But current prices are even below that. So it's a double-edged sword. It means it's a highly risky market. But also, this is a market, perhaps, if the timing is right and the market is turning around, now's the time to buy in New Orleans.
Do you see anywhere in the country that phenomenon similar to what the city's experiencing, where it is turning around and property values are moving in a positive direction?
Oh, yeah. This always happens, Newell. So home prices are mean reverting. So what that means is there's going to be a trend, and sometimes you're going to be a little above the trend. Sometimes you're going to be a little below the trend as you go through time. So New Orleans right now, unfortunately, is not only below the trend. If you don't adjust for inflation, it's about 8 or 9% below the trend. But it's not only below the trend. It's average prices are even below that. So if you look at, for example, the price-to-rent ratio, which is a P.E. ratio, it's like you hear in the financial news networks, New Orleans signals are that, hey, now is the time to buy. When you look at home prices, you can actually see, without getting too wonky, the bottom of the curve. It appears in the last 2 months, 3 months, that the discount that New Orleans is facing is starting to move back towards that trend. So there's at least a reasonable belief or possibility that we've seen the bottom of the New Orleans housing market during this cycle. As to when you'll get back to the peak of the cycle, that's always anybody's guess, quite honestly.
Yeah, interesting because, you know, interest rates are the same for the most part with some deviation across the country on, you know, mortgage rates. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about down here is that we have seen a downturn in the cost of homeowners insurance, right, where it's been it's becoming a little cheaper. I won't say affordable, yes, but it's becoming a little cheaper. Your thoughts about whether or not that may be contributing to what we're experiencing right now?
Absolutely. So the study that you or that was directly referenced in the article actually has to do with how much you're paying, cost burdening of ownership or renters. And from the ownership perspective, part of what goes into that equation is the cost of homeowners insurance. And even though those costs are moderating, New Orleans is still, Louisiana, the coast, within a certain distance of the coast in Louisiana, is still some of the highest home insurance in the country. So that's almost certainly driving this. And I think you would see things come more in line if you did have lower cost of homeowners insurance. But, you know, I guess in every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Average rents in New Orleans are below their long-term pricing trend right now. They're down since we last did the report. So we look at average rents where they should be versus where they are. They're actually below, a little bit below where they should be. Average home prices are a little bit below where they should be, and they've started to turn back up. Those are all good signs. Long run, though, the market is very volatile. New Orleans experiences significant swings where you're priced too high, then too low. And you want to be in a market where there's not much movement away from the long-term trend. New Orleans is just one of those markets that's highly volatile. Miami, Florida is another example of a market like that.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day about a similar experience set in Tornado Alley. And it was mostly driven by the amount of insurance that they're having to pay there because of the frequency now of tornadoes. And I don't know if that's the case, or, but they were making observations about something, you know, very similar to what you're describing that we're experiencing here.
Absolutely. So it's just insurance is a big driver. So I recently have moved from South Florida and into northern Mississippi, and so the homeowner's insurance is dramatically less here. So at some point in time, you can find those places. But unfortunately for us in the U.S., most places where people want to live happen to be in the way of things like hurricanes, earthquakes, forest fires. So our insurance rates are going through the roof, and that's really being driven also by these reinsurers that are mostly international and offshore. Who insures the insurer? Worldwide, there's been a lot of catastrophic loss, and quite honestly, people in New Orleans are they're participatory in paying for higher rates that are trying to take care of risk or losses that occurred in Europe or Asia. That's just the way the global insurance market works. The reinsurer costs are very high for those insurance companies that are onshore here in the U.S., and we share some of the risk for other parts of the world. But also some of us live in very risky locations, such as close to water and flooding possibilities.
When we look at a particular market, is there a bleed over from like the commercial to residential, residential to commercial?
Usually commercial follows residential in terms of if you've got residential growth, you'll have commercial growth. It's rare to see it the other way around. It's mostly commercial following residential. They can become disconnected, though, because commercial obviously is an investment. No one ever bought a commercial building, Newell, because it's cute. People buy housing because they like it and it's the right location. Yeah. It's also an investment. So they can be delinked, but generally as residential grows, commercial fills in. You know, slower growth or decline and residential values usually leads to a decline in commercial values. And it's where populations are moving. And that's one of the issues with New Orleans, too. The population has stopped growing. And without that, there's not the same demand level for housing and risk. So prices tend to move downward over time, especially in this case after we adjusted for inflation. That seems the most likely culprit for that decline if you adjust for inflation. If you don't adjust for inflation, you're still getting a nominal, a non-inflation adjusted increase in price. But the population movement in and around New Orleans is driving a lot of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see how this, you know, this course is altered, right? Because like where you moved to North Mississippi, I know a number of people that live in that Ole Miss area up there, and that used to live here. And I hear them all the time saying, oh my God, the cost of living up here is so much cheaper. Insurance, auto insurance, you know, just about everything, property taxes. And I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. And as you begin to see the baby boomers and the decisions that they're making, it seems as though a lot of the baby boomers are saying, you know, it's nice to live close to an urban area, but it may not be that nice.
you're 100% correct on that. And the data is slowly coming in. But when I talk to other housing economists, one of the things we talk about is this relocation that's being driven by the fact that now I could possibly earn a very good living while working remotely, so I'm not as bound to that 30-minute commute to work and back home and shopping. So you're seeing, just for example, most all of the SEC college and university towns have experienced significant growth, and that's not just in population of students. That's whole industries and businesses are starting to set up in and around these college towns, not just in the SEC, but that's just one outlet. Some places are growing also because they just have really good access to internet and ability to be able to work from home. And so why am I living in a very crowded urban core when I could go live in a nice area with far less people? My cost of living is down, but I still have that connectivity and I can be paid as if I live in New Orleans, but I live in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, you know, and the unique thing, too, is that a number of the activities that you've grown accustomed to in the urban area are being offered in, like, these SEC towns for a lot less, and in many cases free, because they're catering to students, right? But there are plays, there are whole, you know, festivals, there's a whole host of things that are being offered in these towns that I think are growing in popularity, and that means the frequency of the offer is going up as well.
You're correct there again. You know, being a member of the Chamber of Commerce and in Oxford, Mississippi, Athens, Georgia, the other well-known college towns, Knoxville, Tennessee, this is a really easy job now. You're selling potential growth opportunity and so much to do, from plays to sports to just a different quality of life, higher quality of life perhaps, and at a slower pace, but I don't have to give up the economic opportunity. We're seeing that. We're seeing also where very often people are then turning around and saying, well, I'm making a move from, say, New Orleans and I'm just using New Orleans as an example here, but I'm making, let's just say I'm making a move from a major metropolitan area, and maybe I move to Detroit, which is experiencing a renaissance. So they are. It's kind of odd that you know, New Orleans, the housing stock is about the same in the two cities. Detroit is growing. They've committed some heavily to infrastructure and communication within the city. They're growing. There's strong speculation that a number of people, rather than moving to, say, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Miami, New York, are opting for these mid-level cities that are developing good new infrastructure on top of old infrastructure that might not have been so good. And perhaps this is where New Orleans goes next.
Got a text here that says probably 10 years back, I read a stat that estimated about 75% of the U.S. population lives within 100 miles of our coastlines. I know it was a big, big number at one time. And I guess because of the volatility of the weather, you know, folks are taking that into consideration as well, and maybe going to Detroit. They definitely have above-average cold weather in the winter, one that I'm not very fond of.
No, they do. It's not, you know, every place is not everything to everybody. But your stat's right. There's a significant number of U.S. citizens that live within that 50 to 100-mile range of salt water, to be more accurately. And if you combine salt water with warm weather and a good infrastructure in the city, you're going to see growth in those areas. A really good example is just to the east of New Orleans is Baldwin County, Alabama, and the adjoining counties are doing well too. But most people had never heard of Baldwin County, Alabama, but it's grown to 250,000 people. It's very affordable. It's doesn't really freeze there that often, and it's some of the prettiest beaches in the country, and people are moving there not just to retire but to start and operate businesses. Being able to communicate from wherever you are, to work from home or to work in a remote office, is very, it's playing a bigger and bigger role into where people live. There's not that benefit to living in, there's not the same benefit to living in a crowded urban core that there was 20 years ago.
Well, no doubt we got a lot of work to do here in the greater New Orleans area. We have a lot of headwinds right now, separate and apart from these studies, and hopefully we'll be able to pull it together and turn the trend. And I agree with you. When you have out-migration greater than in-migration and you're swapping higher-income jobs for lower-income wage earners that are coming into your city, you have a significant challenge, and it's a difficult one to turn, right, to turn around.
Oh, absolutely. If I was trying to create policy for New Orleans, I would try to concentrate on my infrastructure, from public schools to roadways. I would try to spend some capital, invest tax receipts, if you will, into things such as open free Wi-Fi in certain areas, if not the whole city, high-level bandwidth so you can bring in people can move to New Orleans and work there and be successful, and they don't necessarily have to work for a company within New Orleans. And also, I can come there on vacation, and I do not lose my opportunity to communicate with folks back home, and so I both work and play at the same time, which is becoming more the norm in the U.S., All this said, there's just too much upside still to New Orleans. I don't think this is not the end for the city of New Orleans. It's just too many people are attracted to come there. I just think there's got to be a turnaround. All cities have experienced this at one time or another, or will. So in the long run, right now the picture looks rather bleak, but we see green shoots, such as the price-to-rent ratio, again, is really screaming. Now might be the time to buy. If we are turning the trend around, you can see prices are coming off the bottom. I feel pretty confident to say that actual normal price, those not adjusted for inflation, they're not going to go down anymore. It's going to take something major, such as a significant increase in the 30-year mortgage rate for home prices in New Orleans to continue on this downward path. Right now, home prices have started to moderate up in the last 60 days. So it's an early call, but I think it's a pretty safe call.
Well, that is a good place to finish this interview on a positive note. And we'll take that and we'll run, if you don't mind, Ken Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us. Endowed Chair of Real Estate and Professor of Finance at the University of Mississippi. Thank you for your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.